no girl until she feels the same. Treat her like a prostitute.
Treat her like a prostitute.
Hey, yo, don't treat no girlie well until you're short of the scoop. Because all they do, hurt, trample. Listen, here comes three good examples.
One.
Steven, you've been with your girl for quite a while. Plans for the future, she's having your child. Celebrate with friends, drink cans and quarts. Tell all your friends about your family thoughts. One friend, drunk, he starts to act wild. Tells the truth about the kid, it's not your child. Acting like a jerk on the face of smirk. He said your wife went berserk while you was hard at work. She led him on, she tried to please him. She didn't waste time, she didn't try to tease him. Treat him like a prostitute.
Treat him like a prostitute.
Don't treat a girlie well until you show her the scoop. Because all they do, hurt, trample. Listen, here comes my second example. Your wife, you buy the bitch jewels and clothes. You get sentimental, you bring home a rose. Give her everything because you swear she's worth it. All your friends tell you she
the bitch don't deserve it.
Love is blind, there goes your wealth. Until one day you see things for yourself. Home from work, early missed the lover, man. You had some card and some candy in your right hand. There's the mailman, short yet stout. He stepped in your house, he didn't step back out. Beat it, just a friendly stop. Come on, is it? The mailman stops and pays your wife a visit. The thought alone makes your temperature boil. You say to yourself, she might still be loyal. You open up your door, you stand in a trance. You see the mailman's bag, the mailman's pants. Came home to party and work had a hard day. Look around your house, you say, where the hell are they? Run upstairs up to your bedroom. You look inside your room, you see something groom. Cover your mouth because you're almost choked. You see the mailman's cock stuck up your wife's throat. Treat him like a prostitute. Don't treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop. Cause all they do, hurt, trample. Listen, here comes my last example. You're right, she don't like sex a lot. Today she's ready and hot, hot, hot. As you open the door, she says, get on the floor. She wants to try things she never tried before. Takes off your clothes, works you over, calls you Twinkles and you call her
Rover.
Next thing you know, she starts to ill. She says, I love you, Harold, and your name is
Phil.
That's not the half till you start to ride up. You take off your rubber, but there's one more inside her. It's not yours. Who can it be? It must be that fly nigga. They call him MC Ricky. Hey, yo, treat him like a prostitute.
Treat him like a prostitute.
Don't treat no girlie well until you show her the scoop.
Okay, now this is going to bring back some memories. Here we go. Lottie Dottie. Lottie Dottie. Lottie Dottie. Yo, keep this. Hey, yo, I'm Lottie Dottie, yo. I like the party. I don't cause trouble. I don't bother nobody. I'm just a man that's on the mic. And when I rock on the mic, I rock the mic. But all of y'all keeping y'all in hell. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. It's cool when you cause a cozy condition and that I create, cause that's my mission. So listen to what I say, cause this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning, gave myself a stretch and a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I see soap on my face and my hands on the cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted, the mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
True, that's why we never have no beef. I washed off the soap and brushed me gold teeth. You fry it over late cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails, To the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the cup so I could have a bubble bath. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh, straight, like a million bucks. I put on the clock shoes and the pie and socks. I stepped out the house, stopped short.
Oh no,
Kelly,
Sally,
run through an alley. Bump into my old girl, Sally, from the valley.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, and now my life is filled with rain. And I love you so, but you'll never know. Because you took your love away from me.
Yo, what was I to do? She's crying over me, she's feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eyes. Here comes your mom with those two little guys. A mean mother stepped up, she said to me,
hi.
Look Sally in the face, cold Hector in the
eyes.
Punched her in the belly, stepped on the feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was torn, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? Try to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She says, if I can have you, then
she can't either.
She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I pushed the hell out like I had chickenpox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick, she put a finger in the piece of empty ring. She says, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I'll give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, Webster, Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, shut up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I will not be your lover.
Hola. Y'all want us to finish this? If y'all want us to finish this, then finish it! I think we gotta finish it.
Alright. Yeah, get it. He didn't hear, cause I said it kinda low. He didn't hear, cause I said it kinda low. And then I broke up because I really had to go. I saw Miss America, she got millions talking about that whole
name. And that's the way you're.
Yo, she saw me, MC Ricky D. She came up close and she grabbed my body. She said, hold me. Hold me.
Never let me go until you told me.
I said, I'll tell you what, listen up, you dumb slut. Take your fingernails from off my butt. And on second thought, you look cute in that leather. Still quite shocked, I said, well, I never. I think your fingers are a little too sticky. She says, oh, Ricky, I swear you're too picky. I says, me picky? Hell no. So then I took off my pants so her to
swing low.
She did too, and I was happy as a bee. Cause now my cock was a celebrity. Because Vanessa stuck to my dick.
Yo, quit it, Rick.
She sucked the dick of MC Slick Rick to the tick tick ghetto. Hit to the tick tock ghetto. Stop, hit it. Yo, me and my partner here, we get ready to make this record, all right? We gonna get a little taste. We'll see how this, you know, you like it, what? All right, go peep this shit. Peep it. Hey, yo.
What?
Put the valleys on.
Yo, Rick, I was about to, but I need the shoe horn.
Why?
Because these shoes always hurt my cores.
6 minutes of your fresh yarn. On.